Now you're sitting here, hopefully some of this stuff makes sense to you. You're saying, yep, I got to do it. Yep, I got to do it. Yep, I got to do it. I got to do a better job of this. If you're already in our training, you've heard some of this stuff before. If this is new to you, you're saying, yep, this makes some sense. And what's going to happen when you get out there, you won't be able to execute. And what I want to talk about now is, well, what's going to get in your way? Well, in the words of Henry David Thoreau, things do not change, we change. One of the things that will keep you from executing and doing some things differently is you're hoping, well, maybe the market will change. We work with a lot of insurance agents in the property and casualty marketplace. And my common comment to them is, yes, we are now in the 13th year of a 3-year soft market. And they are guilty of waiting for the market to turn around. The market's not going to turn around. The market is never going to be what it used to be. And if it is, well, then maybe we'll be lucky. There was a company up in the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin area, that sold annuities to banks. And when there was a 200 basis point spread between what a fixed annuity was returning and what a CD was turning, they could sell annuities from sunup till sundown. As soon as the market changed, their sales changed too. And that hasn't, and the market hasn't come back for annuity sales in the last 5 years. You see, things don't change. We have to change. We have to be adaptable. And if you don't change, that's one of the things that will get in the way. What else gets in the way? Pressure. There's going to be pressure. You might get an answer you don't want. When you start to ask questions, you might get an answer that you know intellectually disqualifies your prospect, and there's no longer a prospect. It's safer to run a proposal than to eliminate the prospect. It's a lot safer to go back to your office and look busy and run quotes than it is to blow somebody up. And we don't mean literally blow them up or blow them up for your prospect file forever, but to say, no, you know what, it doesn't sound like you qualify today. It satisfies running quotes and not qualifying hard and finding pain, satisfies your psychological need of, we gave it our best shot. It allows you to go into the sales meeting and say, well, you know, we did everything we could. Well, no, you didn't do everything you could, because what you should have done, if the prospect is a non-prospect, is identify them as non-prospect early on and get them out of your system. Other pressure you'll feel, we've dealt with this already, is if your prospecting habits are poor, if you're not calling enough people, if you're not making enough dials, if you're not making enough contacts, if you don't have enough appointments, you're going to hoard every one of these appointments and try and turn them all into prospects. Once you start this process of asking questions, you're going to feel a lot of pressure to, God, I got to ask the right question. This really gets easy. What makes this easy for you in asking questions is if you just get better at listening. Now, you might be listening to the tape and say, well, Tony, I think I'm a pretty good listener. I hear everything they're saying. Yeah, maybe you hear everything they're saying. But are you really listening? Are you really absorbing? Are you taking the words that they use and storing them in your database and turning around and using them as questions? As an example, Sal, the prospect, says to you, well, you know, for the last several years, we've been unhappy with the type of service we've been getting. A typical response would be to ask them the question, like, well, what other, aside from service, what are the problems you're having? And they get onto another tangent. And the question they ask has got nothing to do with the response that you have from the prospect. The ideal way to handle that is, well, when you say you've had several problems over the last several years, in other words, repeat exactly what they've said. Use their words. That's going to help improve your bonding. It sends a message that I'm an active listener. See, the words they say typically will tell you what your next question is. And what's going to happen is, if you don't feel like you have the right question to ask, and if you're afraid of not asking it the right way because your sales trainer is going to beat you up or whatever the case might be, you say, well, I'll just talk. And talking gets a lot easier. You're going to feel pressure to show off. You've been to sales school. Well, I taught you all the technical stuff about how your widget is made and how your product works and how great the services are, and we're number 2 in the world with this thing. And you've got an internal sales trainer says, you got to go out and preach the gospel of this is what we do. And they have these canned presentations you're supposed to make, and you go out there and you got these things memorized. Well, unfortunately, that stuff doesn't work. And unfortunately, you're the victim of it. So you need to stop doing those things. Yes, it's a lot easier to talk because it's more comfortable for you, but it doesn't help you accomplish your job. What else gets in the way? Our own brain baggage. And I forget, there was a client we had several years ago to help this coin that phrase. I think he was in the video business. And brain baggage are things like, well, I can't ask those kinds of questions. And what kind of questions can't you ask? Certainly you can ask those questions. You can ask questions, well, why is that a problem? Who else makes the decision? You're afraid of being thrown out. They're not going to throw you out. I've been selling now since 1984. I've never been thrown out of a call. I've walked out of some calls on my own volition, but I've never been thrown out. No one's ever died from asking questions. Brain baggage. My teachers and parents have always taught me to answer questions. In other words, the rule is to always answer a question with a question. Imagine, if you will, that you're out on your first car date. You're 16 or 17 or 18 years old, whatever the age might be. And you come home and curfew was 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I'm sure in today's days it's a little bit differently. But back in my time, it was 10 o'clock. Imagine coming home at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and mom and dad are waiting for you at the door. And they say, where have you been? And you say, that's a good question. Why do you ask? I don't think that would get you very far. Imagine your history teacher saying, Tony, explain to the class what happened at the Battle of Gettysburg. Well, teacher, when you say what happened at the Battle of Gettysburg, what exactly would you like for me to describe? That's not going to get you very far. So we've been taught for years and years and years from our well-meaning people that when I ask you something, young man, you better answer. It gets you killed in the sales process. If I get the prospect upset, they won't buy from me. Prospects won't get upset with you. They might get upset with themselves because they are getting in pain. Your mom and dad always said, fit in, don't make people mad. Don't worry about making people mad. You want them to get mad. You want them to get angry. You want them to get emotional because if they don't get emotional, they won't take action. And sales managers have been teaching for years, get the sale any way you can. And if there's not any pain there, if it's a layup, go ahead and get it. But what I have found out with layups is layups get blocked in the next 6 to 12 months and you lose the business. What else gets in the way? Salespeople sometimes are eye-centered. In other words, you're so focused on what you accomplish, you forget to ask the prospect what they want to accomplish. You're trying to make the sale. You're trying to push a product or service down their throat, and we forget to ask the prospect, well, what do you want to get out of this deal? You're eye-centered. You've been taught to show and tell.